You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday. Thursday, which is not normally a special day, except that we like to call it Friday Eve. So it's Friday Eve right now on Right Side Radio, and Boomer's on the board.
Hey.
Friday Eve. How are you?
Good. Friday Eve, like you said.
Friday.
This is not Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve. We don't talk about it being Thursday. That's not a thing.
Not a thing.
Nice. We got a great show laid on for you, by the way. One of the things that makes Thursday more special than other days is the fact that at 3:30 we're doing Boomer and McQueen. So, yeah, it was last week McQueen was out.
Last week, McQueen was out.
Yeah, Lee from Huntsville was the one who sat in last week, yeah.
But McQueen will be in studio
In studio with us today. So, yeah, stay tuned, 3:30 today, the Boomer and the McQueen. So that's coming right up. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff. Hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. By the way, and John from Huntsville's already texting in, and he's telling me something that I'd already planned. He says, Phil, if you do a mini dipper on Hunter Biden's indictment, I'll give you extra credit points. Ooh. John, already in the works, brother. Stand by. So, yeah, there will be a mini dipper coming up here momentarily on a brand spanking new news that broke right before he went on the air. Hunter Biden has just been indicted on firearms felonies and faces a potential for 25 years. We'll talk about it. That's the mini dipper. But then the triple dipper starts off with, number one, faith, not fear. Faith, not fear. Have you ever heard of a group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation? Yeah. They're called atheist bullies is what they really are. They love to try and push around the small towns and the schools and tell you what you can't do. You can't do it. You can't pray to God. What's wrong with you? Yeah, we'll talk about it. I say operate from a position of faith, not fear. That's number one, triple dipper. Number two, the shine is off the apple. Y'all, I'm just telling you, the Biden apple is rotten to the core. The shine is definitely off of it. Even the liberal media is starting to go, holy cow, it's just gotten bad. The shine is definitely off the apple, and I got proof. And then number three, trampling our rights is what I'm calling it. I mean, I've got a series of things I'm going to tell you about that are happening around the nation, not the least of which is the governor of New Mexico trying to curtail people's Second Amendment rights. But yeah, there are cases in California, there are instances in other places around the nation trampling our rights. We're going to talk about it because you have to stay in tune with this stuff. Just because you live in Alabama doesn't mean it would never come here. So let's make sure that we're in tune with the attempts they make so that we can be aware that they are trying to trample our rights. All right, let me move to my comments, my opening monologue today. As always, we are proud to say that the Right Side Way monologue every day, sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week. And by the way, this is who I use personally, Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me jump in here. It is really amazing how often something that has pure motives or positive history or meaningful purpose can be construed to be just the opposite when the left gets a notion. I mean, how many statues have been torn down to try and satisfy leftist zeal? How many times has the rainbow been used to symbolize the cult of LGBTQ activism as opposed to the original intent of God's covenant to man? Military bases have been renamed so that the perpetually offended left can feel less offended for just a few minutes until they find the next shiny thing to be offended about. But there are a few things that draw the ire of the left, but not many that draw them more than the expressions of faith and patriotism. If you have a symbol of faith, like a menorah or a manger scene set up at a city hall, well, they're coming for you. If you dare to speak of your faith in God while you're an elected official, then you are a heretic, bent on demanding conformity. And the same is true of patriotism. If you love this country and what it stands for, and you decide to fly the flag on your front porch, you might hear an aggrieved member of the Homeowners Association. Or if you dare to wear a hat with the Gadsden flag on it that says, "Don't tread me," well, you might just be a right-wing racist. But faith and patriotism, when they mix them together, whoo boy, you are due to be put on a no-fly list and may have a late-night visit from an armed IRS agent or something. But there's one symbol that does, in fact, seem to mix the two, faith and patriotism, and it's beginning to draw some heat. So sitting on the shelf behind me, if you were watching the online streaming, sitting on the shelf behind me in the studio is a small desktop version of the symbol that I'm talking about. It's a flag. It's the kind that is sometimes referred to by naval historians as a jack, a flag called a jack. It's a plain white flag. And the centerpiece of it is an evergreen tree, and the words right above it say, "An appeal to heaven." Well, exactly a year ago, Rolling Stone magazine published an article entitled, "Meet the Apostle of Right-Wing Christian Nationalism." The man they were writing about is a guy named Dutch Sheets. Dutch Sheets, someone who I have great respect for. He publishes a daily devotional you can find online called Give Him 15. You should check it out. But the Rolling Stone editors, they don't care for him at all. He's what they branded a Christian nationalist because he dares to call for Christians to get involved in their government. And Dutch Sheets, he's actually a man of history who has more than once written about the significance of the Appeal to Heaven flag. Well, Rolling Stone went on to trivialize the Appeal to Heaven flag. They claimed it was purely for secular purposes. It was only flown at times by George Washington and the Continental Navy. But as per usual, the truth of something that bears signs of faith and patriotism is actually far more significant. You see, in 1775, George Washington was working to convince the Continental Congress they needed a navy to counter the British ships that were bringing troops and supplies from England. As politicians have always done, the Congress got mired down in debate, and so Washington finally decided to foot the bill himself, and he funded the effort to build six schooners as the first of the Continental Fleet. There was a tradition at the time for naval vessels to fly the flag of their nation and of their own jack, the maritime flag of their navy. Colonel Joseph Reed, an aide to Washington, suggested that this particular flag for the navy ought to be a stark white with a green pine tree in the center and the words "An Appeal to Heaven." The flag was approved. It became the first naval flag ever used on American ships. And the tree on the flag was said to represent the Liberty Tree in Boston. Now, the Liberty Tree was actually a large elm tree where protesters of English rule would gather in the public square. But it also turns out that pine trees were very common in the shipbuilding industry. The British had actually passed a law reserving the tallest pine trees for their own ships to be used as masts. So the pine tree symbol, with the Liberty Tree in mind, had several meanings. And the phrase, "An Appeal to Heaven," was actually taken from a famous writing by English philosopher John Locke. In his writing called The Second Treatise on Government, Locke's works had a huge influence on the Founding Fathers. In his second treatise, Locke had written, here's the quote, you ready? Old English, but stay with me. "For wherever violence is used, an injury done, though by the hands appointed to administer justice, it is still violence and injury, however colored with the name and pretenses or forms of laws. War is made upon the sufferers, who having no appeal on earth to right them, they are left to the only remedy in such cases, an appeal to heaven." What he was saying there was, when it's actually government who's the oppressor, even though you know that they couch it as a law, but it's still an oppression, the reality is, even in that regard, if you have no appeal on earth, you should at least have an appeal to heaven. Well, the flag became extremely popular. And before the signing of the Declaration of Independence in July 1776, the flag bearing its Appeal to Heaven moniker was seen all over the growing hostilities. In late 1775, it's documented that General Israel Putnam's troops at the Battle of Bunker Hill used a flag with the same motto. During the Battle of Boston, the floating batteries that were defending the harbor proudly flew the white pine tree flag. And in January 1776, Commodore Samuel Tucker flew the flag while successfully capturing a British transport that was attempting to relieve the British forces in Boston. Y'all, this is history. This is real. This flag, it's a symbol of the faith and patriotism of the Founding Fathers and the men and women who first stood in the gap to even forge this nation. But see, none of that matters to the left now, because somebody saw the "An Appeal to Heaven" flag flying in the crowd on January 6th. In March 2022, left-wing activist Andrew Seidel, who runs the infamous Freedom From Religious Foundation, he delivered a 56-page report to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. You remember those guys? Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, the whole barrel of them. The report by this guy Seidel from the Freedom From Religion Foundation was entitled Christian Nationalism and the Capitol Insurrection. Yeah. Seidel opened up by saying, here's his quote, quote, Christian nationalism is the biggest threat to America today, an existential threat to a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. It just gets better from there. Seidel stated unequivocally in his screeching report that Christian nationalism was a central driving force on January 6th. He went on to say, too, that with regard to symbols of faith and patriotism, the Christian nationalist identity, he says, draws legitimacy from these artifacts that were left behind by previous waves of Christian nationalism this country has endured. These relics, he said, are really disfiguring scars, which somehow, by the way, led him to be able to invoke racism, too. I don't know how he did it. On page 17 of Seidel's report that he gave to the committee, the screed he wrote says those dastardly artifacts, one of which was identified as the infamous and appeal to heaven flag. I got to ask this. So what's your point? Look, man, this is history. This is faith. This is patriotism. There's no justification for branding this beautiful piece of our historical resistance as being tantamount to domestic terrorism. But that's what they do. That's what they do. That's what the left does. If the left can't bend you to their will, then they will brand you for the kill. An appeal to heaven? We would do well to take a lesson from the men who first flew that flag. This is not a small thing, y'all. If the left can steal our history and brand faith-based patriotism as being radical and dangerous, well, then what else can they get away with? Yeah, I mean, it's just a flag, but it's so much more. And I might need to get a bigger studio for a bigger flag. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. The Appeal to Heaven flag, I'm sure most of y'all know it. I've even got an Appeal to Heaven t-shirt. I've got the flag up here on the shelf behind me. And I just encourage you, if you don't know the full story after I just told that, go look it up. It's amazing. But you know what? It's also not a symbol of hate and racism and insurrection. Not at all. It's a sign of faith and patriotism and of love for country. And it's what the Patriots flew when they built this country. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.